We can take the criticism, sometimes, but only if it's coming from a safe place, from someone who we know is on our side, who has our best interests in mind. If we get even the slightest sense that they're antagonistic towards us, or they're out to get us, we simply don't hear what they're saying. We shut out the entire conversation. This week's Pasha describes what seems to be an impossible situation. The Jewish people are in a state of mass hysteria. They've accepted the slanderous report of 10 of the spies regarding the land of Israel. They're convinced they'll never enter, leaving only two of the spies, Yehoshua and Kalev, to defend the land. But one of those spies, Yehoshua, has no voice with the people. They already know what he's going to say. They know he's a loyal servant to Moshe, and they're not interested in his words. Kalev, left alone to defend the land, comes up with a brilliant strategy. Rashi describes he began by screaming out, "Is this the only thing that son of Amram has done to us?" All of the people, in hearing the derogatory, condescending term for Moshe, son of Amram, thought, "He's on our side. He's going to continue with the slanderous remarks. He's going to continue with derogatory comments about Moshe. Let's hear what he has to say." And when they all silenced themselves to hear what he was going to continue, he was able to say, "Is this all that he's done? But this is the same Moshe that led us out of Egypt, the same Moshe that split the sea, the same Moshe that brought us the Torah from our Sinai. How can we not trust him in this manner as well?" Only when they were convinced he was on their side and would say the things they wanted to hear, was he able to say the things that they really needed to hear. As parents, we have many things to say that our children need to hear. But to be heard, that conversation has to be preceded by a different conversation, which puts ourselves squarely in our child's corner, on their side. We as parents know we're always on our child's side, but the children have to feel that we're on their side to hear what we have to say. For example, we're going to get calls from our child's teacher, or principal, or counselor at camp, or from another parent in the neighborhood with complaints about our child's behavior. It was chutzpahdik, it was disrespectful, it was downright mean. When we sit down with our child to have that conversation, if we open that conversation with accusations or rebuke, our children will simply shut it out. They won't hear what we have to say. If we can remember before we have that conversation that there's almost always another side of the story, our child also experienced something which led to their behavior, and we can start the conversation with, "What happened today?" And we hear the child's perspective. We believe the child's perspective. We can be empathic. We could say to the child, "We understand how hard that must have been, how hurtful, how painful, whatever it was that they experienced." If we can put ourselves on their side, in their corner, that we get and hear and understand where they were coming from, what they experienced, then we're in a position to conclude the conversation with, "But your response, your behavior to this situation is inappropriate and unacceptable." A child who feels heard, who feels that we're on their side and that we get what they went through, will be a child who's in a position to hear that their response might have been inappropriate, so that we can give them better advice for how to respond to those situations in the future. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.